Can you please share with us your experience today with the earthquake?
Yeah, I was actually at one of the biggest hospitals in the country, the Patan Hospital, and I was actually interviewing one of the doctors along with a rated journalist from the Deutsche Welle about the doctors or the hospital's experience during the first earthquake when it struck on the 25th of April. Like, how was the hospital able to cope with the influx of emergency cases? And what was it like, how prepared the hospital was, and what Save the Children had done prior to the earthquake striking, things like pre-positioning medicines. So we were actually talking with the doctor and interviewing him and when it actually struck. So we thought it was just maybe a jolt, just like something we've been experiencing in the past 2 weeks. And we waited and it just continued to shake, and then that's when we had to run out of the hospital building. And what we saw was like chaos and pandemonium with all patients inside the building running out and maybe 300 to 350 people, patients inside the building running out. And when we were there, as it happened, we were there about more than about 15 minutes after the earthquake struck. And what we saw was at least about 5 to 6 ambulances running into the emergency section of the hospital.
What about damage to the buildings in the neighborhoods?
Nothing happened to the hospital, at least until the time that we were there. We didn't see any damage to the building, except that all the people inside the hospital compound had come out of the 450-bed hospital. From there on, I drove back home, which is pretty close to where the hospital is, and in the vicinity, we did see some buildings that had collapsed. I heard over the news some really tall buildings, 4-5-story buildings inside the Kathmandu Valley had kind of come down.
Save the Children has been on the scene since the first quake. What have you been doing for the people there?
Our interventions initially in the first 2 days was a little centered around the Kathmandu Valley because of accessibility and the little pre-positioned stocks that we had. So that was our first intervention. But as the stocks did come in and as we got more information of the extent of the damage and where it was needed, we started going out. We were given one of the most affected districts in the Palchuk, which is east of the Kathmandu. We were given by the government to be the lead. So of the 14 districts that were affected, I think we were working in 7 of the districts. It was actually a stretch for us. As late as yesterday is that we were in one of the remote districts in the Himalayan range called Rasua in the Langtan region. We had actually airlifted our crew because there was no access to road. There was a village of more than about 200 people, but nothing had reached there. So we actually airlifted a team and they had just landed at about noon yesterday. So, yeah, we've been trying to reach as far a place as possible.
And what now? Now after the second quake?
Yeah, very difficult to say, but I can only say that we are just going to be stretched because we were already stretched. There were villages in Sindhupalchuk and other areas which had not been reached as late as yesterday. As news came into our office that no relief had reached those areas. So now with this quake, the most recent quake is, we don't know the extent of damage, but looking at the news and what the scale of the quake was, which is pretty close to what we experienced on the 25th. So it's really hard to say at this moment the extent of damage, but I can say for sure is that it's going to be difficult to get back on our feet, just in terms of responding to relief needs. As the monsoon is away in just about 4 weeks or 5 weeks' time, so we really have to think hard about how we respond to the needs of the people.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today. I'm sorry for your experience.
Thank you very much.